Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
One, two, three, Sorry.
Frank, I had my button pushed in. My fault. Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, here on Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. That's what we like to do. Magical Engineer is ready. I'm not, but I'm getting there. Thanks for joining us here on the America Voice Radio Network. I'm bad about that, Frank. I am sorry. Okay. Maybe we should tape that over and I just don't push it anymore. What do you think? Take it away from me? Ugh. All right. Well, here... Yeah, it's a host thing, yeah. Well, we're going to be talking for the first part of the show. We're going to be talking about your trust score and some other things, and we have our crack report. But before we get into all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform, and I mean the righteous ones. And I'm lifting up this nation. I'm seeking the Lord's face, and I'm minding the time, for it grows short. And today's devotional puts us in Hebrews 13, where it says, so that we may be boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. And, of course, Mark 5 says, be not afraid, only believe. Right, because the righteous are as bold as lions, and the Lord is their help, and this is the way. Mind the time, because it grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quacker, Mask-Free Sweden has honored a near-zero COVID-19 death per day in July rate. Wow, what's that about? Yeah, Andres Tegnell, he's the Sweden's chief epidemiologist. He has been saying that here are the conclusions of the Delta variant. July 30th, he says that more data obviously is being collected on the COVID-19 strains of infection, but he has noted that the variant has been circulating in Sweden for quite some time with very little effect, particularly in the high-risk settings such as nursing homes. He says his mask-free nation hovered at near zero COVID-19 deaths per day throughout July. Now, the CDC Delta variant, they say, is very contagious. It's as contagious as chickenpox, they're saying. Now, Tegnell's comments were actually made in response to their newly released data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, suggesting, hey, the Delta variant is more transmissible and could be potentially more deadly and severe. But New York Times and other media outlets reported that the CDC now believes the Delta variant is as contagious as chickenpox. What's Sweden then? You know? Well, I think Sweden is probably the truth as far as what we're seeing, but everything else I think is a contrived lie. Moving along, last but not least in the quack report, here's something really bizarre. Frank, listen up. Sperm on a postcard is a breakthrough, according to science. Opens a door to massive sperm books. This is scientists mailed, get this, freeze-dried mouse sperm on a postcard and then used that sperm to birth new pups. Major advancement, they said, in affordable long-distance sperm transfer. Okay, so my question is, I'm sure there's mice sperm pretty much everywhere on this planet. Why would you have to, like, mail it? And why would you have to have long-distance sperm transfers? I don't know. Scientists in Japan have added a whole new layer to the experience, and they are sending each other postcards that have the freeze-dried mouse sperm. I guess it's a new Asian thing. What's more, the researchers over there are able to produce a lot of mouse offspring from the freeze-dried mailbox sperm. They said, this is unprecedented. Of course it is. It's bizarre. They say, we have transformed the way that sperm from many different species is transported. It's pioneering new applications for infertility treatments, livestock production, maintenance of strains of genetically modified individuals. Did you catch that? And, of course, conservation of genetic resources, including those of endangered species. This was published in the Journal of iScience. Oh, okay. Mailing sperm. What else is next, Frank? I don't even want to guess. It's just weird. And that wraps the quack report.
Look.
trouble. Thank you, Frank. What'd you say, Frank? Mail-in voting's bizarre, too, right, Frank? Yeah, okay. All right. Well, let's talk about the trust score. And we're going to get into this new study at Ohio State. But, you know, as we've actually discussed earlier, Bill Gates has got this software known as Trust Score, and it's supposed to replace credit scores and link your medical records to your banking. Now, it is a slightly different version of China's version of Social Score, and it's an interesting label that Gates selected for his medical tyranny software. The global elite want the one world global system to operate as one, and you can't do that without some form of trust. So the definition of trust is commonly known as a firm belief in the reliability, truth, and ability or strength of someone or something. So Gates' software will either affirm a person's value to society as trustworthy or not. And life is very difficult without trust. And Trust Score will make life extremely difficult if not compliant with the ruling authorities. So a majority of the world seems to be trusting the science regarding the COVID viruses. Now, at least 60 to 70% of the global population has submitted to taking a COVID shot. However, some are saying, not so fast. Where is the solid evidence supporting the COVID claims? So it is a good thing, really, to ask questions. And you know what? The Bible predicted we would challenge science in the last days. Here is 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 20. O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babbling and oppositions of science falsely so called. All right, so put another way, guard what has been entrusted to your care. Turn away from godless chatter and the opposing ideas of what is falsely called knowledge. So God has warned us that science is not always correct and can mislead you. Okay? So he was calling science a false knowledge. People think science can't do no wrong. Science has spoken, kind of thing. And yeah, Frank's pointing out 60 to 70% of the people so were being reported, right? So that could be, you know, an inaccurate number too. That's right, Frank. Thank you. Well, so we got a study on trust here. Married couples, you know, they don't have a marriage without trust. A house divided can't stand. So here is the study done by Ohio State University in July 2005, and they were comparing the differences men and women have regarding trust. So where do people place their trust is another question. So as you can probably ascertain, men and women differ with regard to trust. As the book of Genesis has taught us, the old certain Satan, he kind of, you know, exploits your weakness. So with men, it was pride, and with women, discernment. Okay. And so here in this Ohio State study, here are a few examples. They said women will trust strangers more than men will. This is true. More women are getting the COVID vaccine than men are. It's the gender-specific reasons. That's right. It's just easier to convince women than it is to convince the male species. Here's another aspect of the study. They said men will trust people that are put or that are part of their group, okay? Maybe a team at work, or maybe, you know, a sports team that they on, volleyball team, golf team, something like that. Women are more open to trust strangers who have a shared personal connection. In other words, the stranger knows a friend of a friend of theirs, kind of thing. So men tend to be more selective who's going to be in their group, and they're more cautious that way. And men tend to think of trustworthy people as being on their team, part of the group, you know. And so the study found that men to be just as social as women are, but in a different way. So here is what the study said about men. Men look for symbolic connections in belonging to the same group rather than for personal connections, which women tend to gravitate to. So there's kind of a dichotomy there. So here's an example. Example would be if you would trust someone more after they told you they graduated from, let's say, the same university as you did, right? Frank says feelings versus facts. Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, we can't get away from the gut feeling, the feelings overall. So you know, if you encountered somebody that said that they were from, you know, the same state, the same carpool to work or whatever it is, you know, you're more likely to gravitate and have some sort of initial trust in interaction with them. So someone that says, hey, yeah, I went to Ohio State, you know, a class of so-and-so, and they were just real close to your class, you would say, oh, yeah. So, you know, overall in this study, they did say women were less likely to take risks than men were with a newly formed association. So women were more likely to trust a stranger who knew a friend of theirs at the university, even if it was a university they did not themselves attend. So let's say I know Sally, and she attends, University of North Carolina, but I didn't actually attend there. I went to a school in South Carolina, but I know Sally, and that person knows Sally. So I would be more, apparently, as a woman to, trust this person other than not having that connection. So women are more about the connection, and men are more selective about groups. Because when you're in a group, you know, you're testing somebody. You know, you're testing to see if they're going to be, you know, a good fit, if they're trustworthy, that kind of thing. So here's what the study concluded. The bottom line is women tend to trust strangers if they think they are connected to that person in some extended friendship network. Men showed trust more on a symbolic rather than an interpersonal basis. You're either in my group or you're not, is the male perspective. They go on to say, at least in our culture, it does not take much to activate an initial trust. So, and they go on to say, Americans are willing to trust others at first until they are proved wrong. And you could see this with this COVID pandemic. So America was willing to trust the authorities. And, oh, yeah, Frank points out something, trust no man. Well, you have to prove them. You have to test them. You have to use wisdom and discernment. And the Bible also says all men are liars. That's King David. But you're supposed to judge. That's what wisdom and discernment's for. You're judging whether this person has the character that you can trust. So you are judging all the time, every day. But they're saying Americans are willing to trust others at first until they are proved wrong. So when they said we talked to participants after the study, they would actually say things like, someone from Ohio State wouldn't let me down. So they said that level of trust is important in our society because it allows us to do business with each other and develop new relationships. And that could also get us into trouble, too. So, this may explain why a lot of people are blindly trusting science with this COVID, as they are making associations of trust with their, let's say, medical team. My doctor wouldn't tell me something that would have me do something that would hurt me. That's their rational. So while they do not even realize, though, that their medical team is as much in the dark about COVID as they are. So, So this is a research that was published by Science Daily, July 22nd, 2005, on trust. So what do I trust in? I trust what the Lord says. I trust when he tells me herbs are here for the service of man, the healing of the nations, and God can't lie. I believe that. I trust the Lord when he says in Psalms 91 that if you pray, I will protect you from the plagues. And God can't lie. I believe God to say that herbs are convenient for you. Yeah, I believe that. So I'm going to use them. And there's lots of medicinal herbs that really help the immune system out. So many people have really weak immunity after using antibiotics and vaccines, which undermined your immune system God gave you. I was talking to someone the other day, Frank, and they didn't know the word antibiotic really means against life. They didn't know that. That's what it means. Think about it a minute. Oh, yeah, well, it kills all bacteria, and it's non-discretionary bacteria. It doesn't matter if it's the kind of bacteria your gut needs to digest food or not. So it would be against life then, wouldn't it? What did you say, Frank? I think it is because people do not want to expose their own ignorance to anything regarding science. So they go along with anyone wearing a white coat. Well, that could be too. Well, again, we're back to the pride thing. See, you know, the discernment and the pride thing, which, you know, Satan will use and use over and over and over again, all the time, all day long, on humans. So, yeah. So we're down here on Earth. Satan's down here. Remember, God kicked his butt to the curb? Here he is. And so he's got a little time left. So you see things speeding up. I mean, a lot. The Biden regime is taking us to global communism. And I don't think we're going to have time for another election, you know, in 2024. I don't think there'll be time for one. I just don't. The way things are speeding up. So pray, seek the Lord's face. You know, his will is going to be done, and we should ask him what we should be praying for and doing. What, Frank? You doubt 2022? Well, yeah, exactly. All right, so I look to God's medicine to help with rebalancing, healing, and building a body to make it strong. So your medicinal herbs have a lot of nutrition in them. They're packed full of vitamins and minerals and amino acids, and this is why they tend to be on the bitter side, because you only use a little bit. So tap into that. God says you should be doing that from Genesis to Revelation. He's telling you. I didn't leave you here defenseless. I gave you a great immune system. Power it up with nutritional medicinal herbs that I gave you. And don't be blindly trusting in the science falsely so-called. The false knowledge. Don't trust in that. So, of course, you know, people that don't really get the Bible think that all that wisdom is just foolishness. So they don't get it at all. So they're going to go along blindly with the science, and they're going to get what they're going to get. So call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They specialize in immune boosting, organ cleansing, metabolic strengthening. In your medicinal herbs, they're standard Tilth Organic, and they're a professional strength. So check them out. You can visit their website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. Ask for their product catalog. You can do that over the phone, too, at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., you can dial 828-469-5972. That's 828-469-5972. And you can even download their catalog from their website, thepowerherbs.com, if you want to do that. If you're on their website, do check out their pandemic kits and their organ cleanse kits and heart attack packs and snake bite kits and all these very unique things that you may need at some point. That's right. I love the tinctures that they make because they have a 10-year shelf life. Talk about shelf life. So check them out. If you're on their website, also sign up for their free online newsletters. They got two of them. They got American Survival and Health Quest, and they go out each week to your email. So you have to have email to get those. They're not snail mail to you. Now, they do snail mail their catalog, so you will get a hard copy of that, but the newsletters are only by email. You can sign up for free. There's no subscription, and you can get wonderful financial and health natural news advice and news you're not going to hear anywhere else, really. So check them out, thepowerherbs.com, and be empowered. That's what it's about, empowerment. Goodness, and look how fast this first segment has gone, Frank. Bam, just totally gone. And we are going to talk about how we can improve our defenses against viruses and also about, you know, resisting a lot of peer pressure that we may be getting from family, friends, neighbors, colleagues regarding this COVID thing. And taking a stand's hard. Yeah, it is. But, you know, and you got to have really good character to take a stand. Oh, the garlic man has spoken. Frank says garlic, garlic, garlic. Yeah. I have a great, great respect for garlic, Frank. And so does science, because they can't figure out what exactly garlic does to you know, get rid of bacterial plus viruses and fungus and all kinds of things and yeast. And they just because they want to take that element and make a drug out of it, but they can't figure out the mechanism, and it's got this little secret. So, yeah. And I know, Frank, you use a lot of garlic. Now, if you want to download a version of the Power Herbs book, now this is a 400-page book, roughly. Got some herb secrets in there. And it's only a download. It's an e-book. So you go to thepowerherbs.com. And in there, you can learn how to make your tinctures yourself, even. So kind of hands-on, if you will. Oh, Frank's got a copy. You have a copy of that book, Frank? I didn't know you had one. Oh. Anyways, and you got an herb reference guide in there, so you can kind of look up your symptoms, see what your herbal options are. Lots of stuff in there. Herbs you want to avoid if you're pregnant or nursing, stuff like that. So, you know, it's a great tool to have, a reference guide, and it's just $14.99 if you want to download that from thepowerherbs.com. So you can find that book under books and newsletters on their website, thepowerherbs.com. And you want to be careful and select what version you want. They have it in PDF, Kindle, and iPad. And I recommend that you, with the Kindle and iPad version, order it from the device in which you want to store the book. Okay, sometimes that stuff gets a little finicky on, you know, ordering it from one device and downloading it to another. So, what, Frank? What are you saying? Oh, an ancient one on paper. Yeah, that's what it is, the old-fashioned books. I'm kind of old-fashioned. I like stuff that's printed. You know, if you don't have electricity, you can't read an e-book or a Kindle or iPad thing, typically, you know, if you run out of battery. So I kind of like the old-fashioned kind, sit on the beach, read a book, right? Rainy day in the hammock on a covered porch. Oh, yeah, nothing, can't beat that. So, ancient paper, it works for me, Frank. Thank you for pointing that out. Yeah, one day they'll dig it up out of the sands and say it's, you know, it's an archaeological dig. Look what we found. Well, hey, herbs are timeless, right? They are. Oh, look at the clock. We got to take a little break. We'll be right back with more.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balanced chemistry in the Adrenal Gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their Adrenal Gland formula, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Herb Talk Live has your HMO, Herb Medicine Options, coming up next.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. ThePowerHerbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
You're going to try that new bumper we sent you. I don't know. Maybe next time. We are going to be talking a little bit about some of the peer pressure that's involved in medicine. I kind of reported back on this in 2007. Adolescents aren't the only one being pressured, as you know. People at all age groups are feeling peer pressure. So basically, American families are having a lot of pressure, especially with this COVID thing. Here, let me read you this quote from a Canadian physician back in the 1840s who said, "Medicine is the science of uncertainty and an art of probability." Sir William Osler said that. Basically, a lot of peer pressure is happening within the halls of scientific medicine. American medical physicians are under pressure. They're not immune to it. A lot of physicians are aware that in order to remain licensed and practicing to provide for themselves and their families, they have to, be honorable to the industry they're in. In a lot of cases, accept incentives they may not have wanted to take, and even partnerships. So basically, your managed care, really, what that actually means, bottom line, is the insurance company, the health insurance company, manages you, because they're the ones that approve and deny coverage and payment. So people have to realize that sometimes your doctor's hands are tied, but people don't think of it that way. So how long can physicians, you know, maybe look the other way and their parents get prescribed, you know, drug care that they really aren't happy with, because that's the protocol? Sorry, Frank, pushed the button by mistake. So here's another quote from Voltaire. He's a French historian in the 1600s. He says, "The art of medicine consists of amusing the patient while nature cures the disease." So most of us really don't want to think badly about anyone, including our doctors. So after, you know, I was working in the medical field, you know, I used to think, you know, medicine could do no wrong, and I kindly blindly trusted the whole industry. I used to have that blind trust, but I don't anymore. I don't even trust the vet with my dog anymore, you know. So the pressure really is intense for a lot of these people in these industries. The payoff is really too good for most of them to even pass up. So drug companies pay a lot of money to their drug pushers, who visit their medical offices, every hospital and veterinarian clinic. So you and I and our pets are really sold on a daily basis, and you just don't like to think of it that way. So in the field of medicine, we are at the mercy of pretty much accountants, whether we are a liability or an asset, if you think about that, especially with this socialized healthcare and trust score and what's good for the society and you being responsible for other people's health in that regard. So I just think people should step back and take a better look at it. Here is a quote from Gabriel Garcia, who's a writer. He wrote in the 1920s, "Injections are the best thing ever invented for feeding doctors." And what he means is what Dr. Norris was telling me, is they seed the body with disease. I mean, vaccines don't protect you from disease. They seed the body with disease, and that keeps a perpetual, endless line of patients for doctors to make a living on. Now, a lot of things, nothing really has changed in the last few hundred years. When America was being born, supposedly as a free nation, the citizens were being pressured to continue to use a lot of medicines, mineral medicines, and avoid the herbal medicines. So the pressure was there, you know, trying to brainwash the public back then that herbal medicine was not thought of with any kind of honor, and that the mineral medicines were to be trusted, and that they performed better. So the game was on back there to really influence and intimidate people to believe that, you know, your herbal medicines and your home doctoring wasn't worth anything, and that you really needed to trust the new professionals that were selling a lot of alchemy, basically. Here is a Roman writer in the first century B.C., Philibus Cyrus, who said, "Some remedies are worse than the disease." Boy, is that the truth still today. So what I see happening is people are going to do what they believe in. So if you believe that herbs are snake oil and ineffective compared to modern scientific medicine, then your health is going to be in the AMA and big pharma's hands. Okay. Now, if you believe that food is your medicine and that herbs are a potent version of your foods, then your trust will be in the natural medicine and therapies. So if you believe that, you will also be proactive, and you're going to be more aware of things that are detrimental to your health, so you're not sabotaging yourself. Now, if the AMA and the big pharma were to advise the use of, let's say, arsenic, sulfuric acid, which is a mineral acid, hemlock, henbane, which is nightshade, mercuric chloride, which is a pesticide and wood preservative. If they were to advise you to use that as your medicine, would you run screaming from the room? Probably. However, in 1892, that is exactly what the American Pharmaceutical Association recommended in print on page 267 in their annual meeting. So if you want to blindly trust the drug companies who have the clout to push physicians and the FDA around, then you're going to be their laboratory rat, and you're going to pay them for the privilege of it. Here is a quote. It's a proverb. It says, "He who lives by medical prescription lives miserably." And another quote from Mourning Dove, who says, "Everything on the earth has a purpose. Every disease and every herb is the cure of it. And every person has a mission." Yeah, you have your path of purpose, either divinely laid out by your creator or not. Stand up for what you know is right. Hopefully the Lord's guiding you in that. Seek the Lord's face and mind the time. He'll help you out. Well, you know what? I'm going to say that, you know, we have a lot of medicinal herbs that are here to support immune system function, to help it out. So when we say immune boosting, what we mean is bringing the immune system back up to full strength, because a lot of things we do now seems to subject it to weakening it. So when we say immune boosting, we're not trying to make, you know, a superhuman hero out of your immune system. We're here to make it function normally. And that's what herbs do. They support immune function. Certain herbs do that. So if you want to learn what herbs those are, call the folks that are experts in that field. Call Apothecary Herbs and get their catalog. They have a whole section. There's some broad spectrum herbs. There's some more targeted, you know, for specific things. So you want to find out what those are, you know, and get an arsenal and some information. Tools and information. Tools and information. That's what you need, and they'll help you out with that. 866-229-3663 is their toll-free number, 866-229-3663, or visit them online at thepowerherbs.com. Now, we got a few minutes, and I've been getting some calls, Frank, about parasites. Not the kind in Washington, D.C. No, not those. I'm talking about the kind that you pick up that, you know, little friends kind of swimming around in the gut or whatever, and you just don't want them there. So we're going to talk about some foodborne risks and how you can get rid of some of these parasites you may have unwittingly picked up. Because no one likes to talk about this. They don't like to talk about parasites, worms. They don't. America has a big problem with parasites, but nobody seems to talk about it. More people are discovering they have digestive ailments that are from parasites, including roundworms, flukes, pinworms, and tapeworms. Now, some worms are kind of alien in appearance. They under laboratory inspection, you determine that which species is this? You know, where did it come from? So we have to use some smart learning and tools, and because sometimes the doctors don't even know what right medicine to prescribe for these. So we are used to hearing about, you know, third world countries having these kinds of problems and not the United States, but lately that's what we have. We have a parasite issue. So it's estimated that 1 in 5 people in the United States have parasites. That's a lot of people. So although death by parasite is really not, you know, often listed on the death certificate, you know, it's not as lethal as, let's say, taking a prescription drug and dying from that, or car accidents. But roughly 300 people die each year because of, 300 to 4,000 people die each year from parasites. So let's look at the risk. We can contract a parasite from eating food, drinking water. We can get them from the soil. If you come in contact maybe with an infected person. So a majority of the parasite infestations are from person to person or eating infected food. Those are the two main ones. So the foods that contain the highest risk are undercooked fish and shellfish, undercooked meats like pork, raw aquatic plants like watercress, and raw vegetables that are contaminated with either human or animal feces. Now, some food can become contaminated with service workers practicing very poor hygiene, and that is, you know, they're unsanitary, some unsanitary establishments. Now, people with weak immune systems or pregnant women are going to be at a higher risk of complications if they do contract parasites. So here are some of the symptoms if you have parasites. They can vary depending on the species of parasite. However, common symptoms would be diarrhea, bloating, pain, coughing, skin lesions, weight loss, restlessness, lethargic behavior, insomnia, and infections. Now, the early stages of getting parasites can cause even flu-like symptoms with severe things like headaches, which can cause even brain damage, damage to the eyes and other internal organs, so be aware of that. So here are some of the signs to look for if you have some worms making you sick. They tend to release toxins into your blood system, and that makes you sick. So here are some of the signs to look for: constipation, a lot of diarrhea, bloating, things like that, irritable bowel syndrome issues. After traveling abroad, if you come down with what they call traveler's diarrhea, could mean you have parasites. If you suffered food poisoning and your digestion has really not been right since then, could have parasites. If you have insomnia or difficulty falling asleep and wake up during the night a lot, hey, check out parasites. Also, skin irritations or unexplained rashes, hives, eczema, or rosacea. And also, if you grind your teeth at night while you sleep, could be a sign you have parasites. Aching and painful muscles or joints, fatigue and exhaustion or apathy or depression. You never feel full after you eat, could be the reason. Or if you have an iron deficiency or anemia, could be a parasite issue. And mood changes where you got maybe anxiety. So when the parasites release a lot of these toxins and they put it into the body, then your body's under stress and you get anxious, and it usually causes a lot of wakefulness during the night and you grind your teeth. So it's really the toxins the parasites are releasing, and they're messing with your neurotransmitters and keeping you awake and causing you to have all these changes in mood and skin problems. So how do you lower the risk? Well, you want to cook your meats really well, you know, to 150, 265 degrees Fahrenheit, depending on what you're eating. Microwave cooking meats do not guarantee the temperatures are hot enough long enough to kill the parasites. Remember that. Wash your hands and wash all your surfaces really diligently, especially in between several courses of food preparation. Well, and then there's medical tests. So you go to the doctor and you want to make sure, you know, I don't have friends that I don't need there. And it's real important to get the right test. So your medical doctors tend to test you for parasites. They'll want a stool sample and a blood sample. Now, the comprehensive tests are better than the conventional tests when you're detecting which parasites you have. So you want to have the comprehensive test. Now, both tests can check for parasites and eggs of parasites, but the conventional test that most doctors use is kind of limited, and it won't pick up on dormant parasites. So you want the comprehensive test, okay? So the comprehensive test is more sensitive, and it will check for parasite DNA, which means if the parasite is alive, dormant, or dead, it's going to detect it, okay? So these tests can usually detect and identify 17 different species of parasites. That's a lot. Now, this is important if you want to look at your herbal options, or even if you want the doctor to prescribe a prescription medicine, the type of parasite is going to matter. Okay? So what do doctors do if they can't identify the parasite and they don't know what drug to use? That's a big uh-oh. Well, they usually resort to using herbs, believe it or not, because herbs have this broad-spectrum action against a lot of parasites. So herbalists will call these herbs firmifuges. They expel parasites, and they destroy the worm eggs. Now, I tend to use several of these herbs if I need them. I usually use them in tincture form. So, for instance, black walnut has a lot of iodine in it. And then I also like to use garlic for its sulfur because parasites don't like iodine and sulfur. I'll also add maybe some gentian root to make sure it kills all the parasites in the lower bowel as well. Now, worms are parasites, and they don't like to be starved. So, so thing is, you might want to eat some foods they don't like onions, and of course Frank's favorite, garlic, pickles, and salty fish. Mm-hmm. Just sort of throw that down there and see what happens, right? So if you have a tapeworm, this will make it loosen its grip so you can expel the tapeworm a lot easier. And if you have hookworms from eating, let's say, unclean or poorly cooked pork, you want to add what is called the oil nectar americanus. I like to use tincture forms rather than teas because they have more power. So if you use tinctures, you want to use more aggressive doses. For instance, I would use 1 to 2 teaspoons. So it's a lot more to destroy and kill the worms rather than small doses, because those small doses probably just expel them but not kill the eggs. So if you have a lot of skin irritation and rashes, you can access some olive oil and beeswax to help that and add some chickweed if it itches and stop the itching. So, other herbs that you can use for parasite removal are wormwood, horehound, pomegranates, pumpkin seeds, hyssop, mullein, fennel, rue, and cayenne, your hot pepper. So those are very good herbs to use to get rid of those worms. A lot of people will go ahead and add a lot of those types of herbs when they do their organ cleansing. Yeah, because you can get worms in the blood system, so not just the bowel. So you want to make sure you kind of do a full sweep. A lot of times people will add black walnut and garlic to their bowel cleansing and blood cleansing, for instance, and make sure they're covering the bases and they don't have any worms. So bowel cleanses are really definitely in order if you have parasites, because a lot of them are in the bowel. And you can also use herbs, what we just talked about, for the parasite removal. And you may want to do your cleanses all the way to the blood system just to be sure. Because parasites can get anywhere the blood system is. You know, I once talked to somebody that had parasites in their eyes. They could actually see them swim across their visual field. Wasn't a floater. You know, they knew the difference between a floater and a worm. And so that's kind of disconcerting. And the real challenge, this guy was an airline pilot, probably ate some food outside the country, shouldn't have. And so he couldn't pass his physical until he got rid of those. Yeah. And he got rid of them. But it wasn't through, you know, scientific medicine. He had to go to the herbal route for that. Because he had to get in the vascular system to get those guys, you know, because in the blood-brain barrier thing, you know. So you have herbs. They're not going to let you down. They're just not, because God has made them, and God has encouraged us to use them. And God can't lie. See, that's how that works. ThePowerHerbs.com, if you want to check them out, or give them a call at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. They do have the black walnut and the garlic juice and the organ cleansing, the gentian root. They have all kinds of neat things there. They have pandemic kits. Do you want one of those? Those are, like, you know, real popular right now. They are. And the organ cleanses are extremely popular right now. So people are cleansing after making a serious mistake about getting a shot. All right. We got a few minutes, so we're going to be talking about, you know, how you can help yourself be more resistant to viral pandemics. Because let's face it, you know, viral pandemics like we're experiencing now can produce blood clots and heart problems and stroke and
kidney failure, a lot of inflammation, and so we want to be sure we can sidestep a lot of this. And as we found out, the COVID is not a respiratory virus, but it's a vascular disease. So it's producing a lot of broad symptoms or side effects that way. People are just learning more and more about it, and they're learning that it wasn't a novel virus. Okay, so like when the Library of Medicine Institute of Health did a study in 2012 on COVID and found out that if your immune system has adequate zinc, it will use the zinc to create a protein protective barrier on the outside of your cell so COVID can't infect your cell and replicate it, so you don't get sick with COVID. Well, if it was a novel virus in 2020, what the heck were they studying in 2012? Well, the fact is, it's not a novel virus. That's a lie from your health authorities. They lied to your general practitioners, your emergency room doctors. They lied in giving them protocols on treating people with COVID that actually was detrimental to their health and they died. So this is not a novel virus, folks. Patents don't happen in a blink of an eye. And there's patents on COVID viruses. So actually, I read reports from 1960 where two virologists in New York were the first to combine a canine virus with a human virus and made the first COVID 1 and 2 viruses. One and two, COVID 1 and 2. Now you got 19. Probably got more. And I truly believe, Frank, what do you think? Let me ask you, Frank. Do you think these variants that are floating around, do you think they're like, you know, just new versions of COVID that have been lab created? What's your take on that? I think they are. I really do. And I just think fear is going to keep people in total mask orientation, lockdowns, and COVID injections and things. I just think it's not what we think it is. I think people are just trusting the wrong advice, and it's not the right knowledge, as the Bible says, so falsely called science. So seek the Lord's face, mind and time, it grow short, and he'll guide your footsteps and take your hand and help you understand what is truth and what isn't, because the Holy Spirit will be talking with you. When the Holy Spirit's talking with you, there's no way you're not going to hear that. So seek the Lord's face in mind and time, it grows short. And use your medicinal herbs to boost your immune system. Make sure you get a nice whole food zinc. And stay close to the Lord. Psalms 91, special prayer protection from plagues. Yep. I can see from the time I'm out of time. So the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician, if you dare, before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.